Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Regional Spelling Bee, OA News at OAOA.com. The Scripps Regional Spelling Bee is set for 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday in the Old Auditorium at Odessa High School. There is no admission fee and masks are required. The Bee will have 10 competitors and the winner qualifies for the National Bee. Chris Bartlett is the pronouncer and Jamie Miller is the organizer. A limited number of students will be able to compete in the National Bee. Local News Roundup. 5K Run Walk. The Midland Run Crew has scheduled Tall City Beer Run Season 2 5K Run Walk at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, starting at Tall City Brewing Company, 3303 West Golf Course Road, Midland. Visit tinyurl.com/ZEPNST7U. Easter Festival. Sip and paint with Celine has scheduled an Easter Festival Cookies and Canvas at 2 p.m. Sunday at Hill Park in Monahans. Learn how to decorate wooden door decor. All ages are welcome to participate. Food and drinks provided, many games and prizes, and an Easter egg hunt with some special golden eggs containing special prizes. Cost is $10 per child and $15 per adult due upon registration. This will cover your seat at the event, one wooden cutout, paint, and supplies. To register, visit tinyurl.com/YPYR5JZJ. Trustees to consider CARES funding resolution. OA News at OAOA.com. The Ector County ISD Board of Trustees will consider a resolution on CARES Act funding during its meeting set for 6 p.m. today. The meeting will be held in the first floor boardroom of the Administration Building, 802 North Sam Houston Avenue. COVID-19 protocols are still in place. The last part of the resolution asks and recommends that Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Legislature, and the Texas Education Agency ensure all supplemental funds allocated from the federal government flow directly to local education agencies without additional restrictions beyond what the federal government has stipulated. The district wants the Texas Education Agency to use these funds to supplement funding to school districts and not substitute CARES Act funds for state funds, and that TEA not attach additional restrictions and extend their control in place of local control on how these funds can best be utilized in districts across the state with such diversity. The board will also consider performance agreements with IDEA Public Schools, Third Future, and the Odessa YMCA. Third Future is designated to be the district's turnaround partner for Ector College Prep Success Academy. They will replace Ector Success Academy Network when their contract with ECISD ends June 30th. The ECISD board voted to non-renew the contract January 19th. Supplemental agenda material says ECISD and IDEA Public Schools have completed the contract negotiations, allowing IDEA Public Schools to partner with ECISD as an innovation partner to serve kindergarten, second grades, sixth grade in ECISD, located at 7300 East Yukon Road, starting in fall 2021-22 school year. The Odessa YMCA will partner with ECISD to increase the district's capacity to serve pre-K 3-year-olds in the fall. Some of the other items on the agenda are to consider a recommendation to hire an executive director of athletics, cancel the May 1st election for candidates that are unopposed. Currently held by Chris Stanley, position 4 is being contested by Jesse Christensen. Secretary Steve Brown, position 5, Trustee Nelson Minyard, position 7, and President Delma Abalos, position 2, are unopposed. Adding 6th grade to Austin Montessori School. And special presentations, recognition of ECISD Nursing Director, recognition of State Board of Education Employer for Education Excellence Gold Award, recognition of United Way Top Fundraisers, and TASB, Texas Association of School Boards, purchasing cooperative buy board rebate. UTPB nursing graduates earn honors. OANews at OAOA.com. The University of Texas Permian Basin School of Nursing's most recent class of graduates surpassed the national and state pass rate averages for the NCLEX, the National Council Licensure Examination. The university announced that it had a 94% first attempt success rate. The NCLEX is the exam all nursing students must pass after they graduate in order to become a registered nurse. These results exceed previous year's first-time pass rate by more than 12%. Additionally, this cohort is setting the standard for future UT Permian Basin School of Nursing graduates as they have raised the bar of excellence, exceeding the 2020 Texas first-time pass rate of 91.9% and the 2020 national first-time pass rate of 86.57%, a news release said. The UT Permian Basin School of Nursing is a Bachelor of Science, BSN, program. The admissions committee is currently selecting students for the fall 2021 cohort. Applications are being accepted for the spring 2022 cohort, now through August 1st, 2021. Admission criteria, application, reference forms / instructions, and prerequisite checklist can be found online at utpb.edu/nursing. Interested students may also email nursing@utpb.edu to have the forms sent directly to them. OC Board to meet. OANews@OAOA.com. The Odessa College Board of Trustees will have a virtual meeting at 6 p.m. today. The board meeting may be viewed online, and members of the public may access this meeting as follows. https://odessa-edu.zoom.us/j/. The meeting ID number is 919-1863-8153. The passcode is 683526. And dial-in is 1-346-248-7799. That's 1-346-248-7799. Some of the items on the agenda are a dual credit update from Jonathan Fuentes, Executive Dean of Academic Partnerships, an Institutional Effectiveness Report from Chief of Staff Robert Rivas, and Associate Vice President for Instruction, Efficacy, Janice Hicks, and the President's Report from President Gregory Williams. Items on his report are the continued mask requirement, emergency aid through Believe in Students Partnership, Vice President of Advancement, Business and Governmental Relations, and the OC All-In Kickoff. According to a news release on its website, Believe in Students is the nation's only nonprofit organization focused exclusively on supporting college students' living expenses. They develop and support innovative, sustainable, and effective solutions that can scale to meet the widespread demands. Their current portfolio includes a range of evidence-based programs, including its inaugural program, FAST Fund, a student emergency aid fund in partnership with Edquity, and the Gather Food Hall in partnership with Little Giant Creative. Believe in Students also supports the national #RealCollege movement created by the Hope Center for College Community and Justice. Art Museum on Agenda Today, oanews@oaoa.com. The Odessa City Council will take another look today at whether to approve the Ellen Noel Art Museum's grant request for $600,000 to help pay for a proposed $12 million building renovation and expansion project. The council will meet at 6 p.m. today in council chambers, the group's first in-person meeting since January. An undecided council on March 2nd voted to table the request to provide the Odessa Development Corporation another opportunity to review the museum's financial assistance grant application. Some council members have suggested that the city use hotel occupancy tax dollars instead to help fund the museum project. Hotel occupancy tax dollars are restricted funds that can only be used to promote tourism and public art efforts. Other council members questioned whether the museum's project should be funded by private donations instead of tax dollars. Museum Director Sheila Perry said a renovated and expanded facility would allow the museum to construct new and larger galleries, put students in more classrooms, attract more visiting artists and speakers, and provide room for major exhibitions. It would attract new residents and visitors to Odessa, she added. The bulk of the project's funding will come from donations raised through a capital campaign effort already underway, Perry said. The campaign has currently raised $2.2 million. Museum officials hope to raise the $12 million in time for a 2022 groundbreaking and reopen the improved museum in 2023, Perry said. Council on Tuesday is expected to approve a $4,964,777 bid by Onyx Construction of Midland to complete Phase 2 renovations at Floyd Gwynn Park. The park site renovations planned for Phase 2 include three lighted baseball fields complex, lighted walking trails, lighted parking lots, irrigation system, picnic pavilions, additional playground equipment, swimming pool perimeter fencing, and electrical service upgrades, Odessa Parks and Recreation Director Steve Patton said. City officials had initially estimated the cost of the project to be $8,384,200, Patton told council during last week's work session meeting. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021, obituary. Sean Christopher Davison, Odessa. Sean Christopher Davison, 36, of Odessa, Texas, passed away March 20th, 2021. Sean was born April 13, 1984, in Hobbs, New Mexico, to Billy Christine Rogers Lowry. He was lovingly adopted by his grandparents, Lloyd and Judy Davison. Sean is preceded in death by his mom, Judy Catherine Davison, and brother John Chaffin. He is survived by his wife, Kristen Davison, and their daughter, McKenna Davison. He is also survived by his dad, Lloyd Elton Davison, Jr., and stepmother, Linda Davison. He leaves behind many family members and friends who love him dearly, including friend Nicole Spees. Services will be held at 10 a.m. Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Please send flowers to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home, 6801 E-I-20-BL, Odessa. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign his guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. death notices. Dario Baiza Franco, Odessa. Dario Baiza Franco, 53, of Odessa, died Saturday, March 20th, 2021, in Odessa. Services will be scheduled at a later date. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Robert Kevin Kirk, Odessa. Robert Kevin Kirk, 66, of Odessa, died Thursday, March 18th, 2021, in Odessa. Services will be scheduled at a later date. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Javier B. Lopez, Fort Stockton. Javier B. Lopez, 54, of Fort Stockton, died Wednesday, March 17th, 2021, in Fort Stockton. Celebration of life is scheduled for 11 a.m., March 24th, 2021, at Our Lady of Guadalupe Downtown Campus. Burial will follow at Fort Stockton Catholic Cemetery. Arrangements are by Heritage Funeral Home, Big Bend, of Fort Stockton. Rufino Rodriguez Lujan, Midland. Rufino Rodriguez Lujan, 94, of Odessa, died Friday, March 19th, 2021, in Midland. Funeral service is scheduled for 2 p.m., March 25th, 2021, at Iglesia Apostolica en la Fe en Cristo Jesús. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery, Odessa 2 section. Pastor Daniel Lopez is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Sharon Mack, Plano. Sharon Mack, 59, of Odessa, died Friday, March 12, 2021, in Plano, Texas. Celebration of life is scheduled for 10 a.m. Thursday, March 25, 2021, at Bethlehem Baptist Church. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery, Odessa 2 section. Reverend Darren Willis is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Jacob Miranda Martinez, Odessa. Jacob Miranda Martinez, 33, of Odessa, died Thursday, March 18th, 2021, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 2 p.m., March 24th, 2021, at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery, Odessa 2 section. Father Mark Woodruff is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa, Texas. Brenda Travis, Midland. Brenda Travis, 59, of Midland, died Sunday, March 21st, 2021, in Midland. Funeral service is scheduled for 2 p.m., March 26th, 2021, at Fairmont Park Church of Christ in Midland. The family will receive guests from 6 to 8 p.m., Thursday, March 25th, 2021, at Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home in Midland. Burial will follow the funeral service at Sunset Memorial Gardens in Odessa. Arrangements are by Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Activities after getting COVID vaccine. Dear Dr. Roach, I participated in a research study and received the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine on November 30th. I have lab-confirmed antibodies. Gyms are known to be especially susceptible to the virus spreading, but is it reasonably safe to return to the gym after having the vaccine and taking normal precautions? I haven't been to the gym in almost a year, and as a 60-plus male, I know I need more cardiovascular exercise. HC. Answer. It is still wise to use proper social distancing, hand hygiene, and masks, even after getting any COVID-19 vaccine. It's certainly very good news you got the vaccine, and like more than 90% of those who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you have antibodies. However, no vaccine is perfect, and recent data showed the vaccine to be 85% effective at preventing severe COVID infection. You are right that gyms are a known source of infection. Many people infected and contagious with COVID-19 have no symptoms and feel perfectly well enough to go to the gym, but pose a risk to their fellow exercisers. Working out leads to heavy breathing, which increases the risk of infection to others. That could put you and then anyone you may live with at risk. Also, you could be the asymptomatic person potentially spreading virus. We don't know for 100% that the vaccine prevents transmission. For yourself, your family, and others, it's best to avoid places of risk until the pandemic is under better control. At the time I write this, most of North America is a high-risk zone. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column. Bossy sister turns a good deed into a bad situation. Dear Abby, my older sister moved in with me after she was placed on furlough because of the pandemic. I was resistant to her moving in because she likes to run the show. She has taken financial advantage of every family member, never admits she was wrong, and I was worried she'd take over. But I wanted to help her save money, so I said yes. Now, it's like I'm walking on eggshells. Every time I make a simple request, she accuses me of trying to act like her mother. After 6 months, she asked if I prefer she move in with our parents, and I said yes. Now she's upset, and my parents are begging me to let her stay because they don't want to deal with her. I just want my peace back. What should I do? Signed, Tired Little Sister. Dear Tired, I'll tell you what not to do. Do not relent. She asked if you'd prefer she move in with your parents, and you answered her honestly. Set a date for her to be out and stick to it. It will save your sanity. Dear Abby, I'm a very hands-on person, recently retired, and I would like to do volunteer work. Sounds simple, right? Well, it seems no one needs volunteers. I have been looking for something, preferably ecological in nature, for 2 years, but whenever I inquire, I'm flooded with appeals for money. I was hoping you might give me some more ideas. Signed, Broke, but available. Dear Broke, you describe yourself as hands-on with an interest in things that are ecological. Because your efforts are not needed at the organizations you contacted, modify your search. Would you be interested in helping to keep your neighborhood clean and free of trash? Starting a vegetable garden to feed the needy? Performing yard and gardening chores for elderly members of your community who can no longer do it themselves? How about teaching a class in ecology at a community center? If that is not to your liking, would you deliver meals to shut-ins for a while? An animal hospital or pet rescue group may be able to use a willing hand in exercising the animals in their care. The options are there. Sample them until you find something to your liking. Dear Abby, I am a 40-something woman and have been with my partner for 4 years. I am the mother of 3 boys. He's the father of 2 girls. We live at my house. Whenever his youngest comes to visit, she's 16, she insists on his every second of attention. He eats it up. It's so frustrating. They both ignore the fact that I am here. It's very upsetting, and I don't think it's normal. What about you? Signed, Mift in Michigan. Dear Mift, have you discussed this with your partner? I don't know how often the girl comes to visit, but clearly she is starved for her father's attention. I don't think you should begrudge it unless her visits last for an extended period. Of course, your partner and his daughter should be respectful and not treat you like an old piece of furniture or a servant. But you might be less upset if you use some of that time to pursue interests or relationships of your own. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. Competitive, forceful, and passionate. An opportunity may be within reach. This year, you may apply for a new position that you are qualified to hold. If it does not come through, something else will appear. Make time to connect with friends for creative purposes. If single, join a team or group sport effort. If attached, renew your vows or revisit a place that has lasting memories. Taurus calms you down. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 5 stars. Get in touch with a family member you have been meaning to contact. Exciting news may await you. Shop online for an item to brighten your home. You may find the perfect bargain you cannot resist. Tonight, mood music. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 3 stars. You may run into someone you admire from afar. Muster the confidence to strike up a conversation. You never know where it leads. Check emails and texts. There may be a message that will make you smile. Tonight, crossword puzzle. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 4 stars. Today, purchase an upgrade for an electronic device. Ring along a tech-savvy friend. You will be able to get the best product to suit your needs. Enjoy a meal together to celebrate your acquisition. Tonight, practice a musical instrument. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 5 stars. Someone will tell you how wonderful you look, so enjoy the flattery. Use your charm and persuasion to wrap that person around your finger. Speak from your heart, and you will get the response you're looking for. Tonight, weekly meeting. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. 4 stars. Nostalgic memories may overwhelm you. Search for a classmate with whom you lost touch. Think twice before reconnecting. You might discover you have nothing in common. Donate clothes and books you no longer need. Tonight, a pot of herbal tea. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. 4 stars. Join a group that appeals to your ideals. Its benefits include forming lifelong friendships with like-minded people. Help a friend get through a crisis. If it involves lending money, set up installments for paying it back. Tonight, blast from the past. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. 4 stars. Be attentive to your deadline, and you may even wrap up a project ahead of schedule. The extra effort and dedication will get you noticed by those who matter. Hold off on expressing strong opinions. Tonight, indulge your sweet tooth. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. 4 stars. Ideas for a writing project will get activated. Once you start, your brain will overflow. Remember to come up for air every now and then. Get your body moving and replenish your energy. Tonight, sign up for a fitness class. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 3 stars. A conversation with a friend or colleague might pique your interest in a business opportunity. Offer your skills, but avoid making a financial investment. Start selling things online and see how it goes. Set aside sentimental items. Tonight, review documents. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. 3 stars. You may be pulled in different directions by members of your team. Negotiate between 2 factions and practice the art of compromise. Give someone you love quality time, even if it is just a quiet dinner at home. Tonight, soothing music. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. 4 stars. Looking your best and feeling physically fit will boost your confidence. Start an exercise regimen that you can manage and follow it through. With an array of online videos, choose the one that works for you. Tonight, friendly gossip. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 3 stars. Follow your creative instincts. Make time for an artistic project you want to begin. Family members will give you the time and space to work on your own. Do something thoughtful for them in return. Tonight, write down your aspirations. Astrologer Madeline Aslan.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.